April 24, 1902. The Southern Field. Ellen G. White. I feel an intense interest in the Southern Field. That neglected vineyard of the Lord must be cultivated. The fields in the South need faithful, persevering workers, not merely preachers, but those who can minister. It is not depth of reasoning that is to be productive of the most good. The world, by human wisdom, knew not God. But holy men spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. No amount of reasoning or explanation can tell the whys and wherefores of the creation of the world. It is to be understood by faith in the great creative power. By faith, we must believe in the mighty creative power of God through Jesus Christ. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear, are now present to the eye. This is a matter that can be stated, but mere reasoning will never convince one of the truth of the statement. Reasoning we must have. It is one of the masterly talents entrusted to the human agent, and is of great advantage at every step we advance from earth to heaven. The faculty of reason, trained and cultivated as a precious entrusted gift, will be taken to heaven with all its improvements and sanctified abilities, to be perfected more and more in the heavenly school above. Paul reasoned out of the Scriptures. Jesus reasoned with his hearers out of the Scriptures. For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. As it is written, "Eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. This is the faith, that although we do not see, we believe his word, and sit at the feet of Jesus and learn of him. He speaks as one having authority. It is written. He himself was the author. The motive power of the gospel is the science of patience, love, faith, prayer, obedience, hope, and the joy of Christ in the human soul. The Word. The possession of the Word is a talent, a treasure house of knowledge, and in all who believe, it creates a responsibility to impart. Receive the seed in good soil, and then let it spring up, first the blade, then the ear, then the full corn in the ear, then the harvest. You have much work before you, but go no faster than you can move solidly. Teach the word in the very simplest way possible. You will need to illustrate to many of the colored people with cheap pictures. This will be a necessity. If they had been educated to read, then the illustrations would not be necessary. May the Lord help the laborers in the South to walk and work, trusting in Jesus Christ. But the fact must be understood that the Scriptures do not depend upon a process of reasoning in bringing souls from darkness to light, from sin to repentance. But it is faith that accepts the divine, God-given testimony that the Scripture is the great power of God. Many things testify that Jesus was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, by faith as the Son of God, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. John 1, verse 9. Believers are to be developed. This is the mission of our publishing work. There is much to be done in this line, especially in some parts of the country. The matter, Bible truth, must go forth as a light that burneth. Gather up the rays of light, put the truth in its simplicity, and carry on your own publishing in the Southern Field. You have the facilities and therefore can do this. It needs talent that has been engaged in making books. You understand this. You know what you need to meet high and low. Well, take hold like men that have souls before you to save, and God will help you. Come up to the help of the Lord, to the help of the Lord against the mighty. God will lead you if you fully trust in Him. He will never leave or forsake a soul who trusts in Him. The Lord give you wisdom and great grace is my prayer.